From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll hear about the Sundown Solstice Festival. The three-day concert features a huge assortment of well-known, up-and-coming, and local artists. It's a blend of electronic music, hip-hop, and rock. The festival starts Friday, June 16th, and runs through Sunday the 18th at Cuddy Park. I'm joined by festival organizer and co-owner of Showdown Productions, Helen Fleming. The biggest difference between this year and last year, she says?
Size of venue. We kind of hit our capacity downtown. You know, downtown in the summertime is crazy. You got hotels, you got tourism, you got tour buses. It's a great happening place, but when you're trying to do a public event, there's a lot of barriers to cross and hills to climb.
Literal barriers.
Yeah, exactly. So Cuddy, you know, it's midtown. It's a great central location. It's pretty far from residential, so we don't give our neighbors a huge noise complaint or anything. It's quadruple, maybe even five times the size as our Willowa footprint.
Yeah, I mean, even just the show flyer, it's like, oh man, that's a lot of names.
Yeah, so the other thing is obviously we went from 10 national acts to 55, and that was quite an expansion. It was definitely a risk, but we'll see how Anchorage kind of reacts to it. So far, it's been really positive. There is a lot of different shows and concerts this summer. We stay in kind of a lane that isn't as popular for summer events. There isn't too much hip hop. There isn't too much EDM. There isn't too much like indie rock, really. It's pretty heavy rock or bluegrass or country, which is great, but it's kind of nice.
Typical Anchorage scene.
Yeah,
stuff.
But it's nice to have your own little lane carved out, and you can expand on that. It's also worth mentioning that we really made an effort to make 30% of our lineup is female. And that was something that we really, in the beginning, wanted to do. There's definitely a lack of females on festival posters. We also have a lot of BIPOC performers as well, which was also another very important thing to us. Diversity is such a big thing on a lineup, and really just giving these artists who might not normally get their message or their voice out there to make sure that they were highlighted on this festival.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of speaking of diversity, I mean, you already kind of mentioned what went into selecting some people, just kind of making sure that there was a good amount of representation on stage. But maybe also outside of that, what kind of thought goes into, like, who you reach out to, especially when it does come to, like, some of the bigger acts?
Yeah, you always, I mean, it's kind of simple because we take people that want to come to Alaska. We get a lot of emails and, you know, we used to send a lot of emails. We used to beg.
Yeah, please come to
Alaska. Please come to Alaska. We promise it will be okay. It was almost treated as overseas to a lot of the lower 48, you know, agents and whatnot in LA, New York, just because of the travel time.
So logistics and gear.
Yeah,
and
the idea being, you could play three nights in Vegas or three dates in Boise, Seattle, and Portland. But to travel to Alaska, you have a travel day, a performance day, and a travel day, which eliminates a lot of people that are really trying to, you know, make a lot of money in a short period of time on tour. And we understand that. But you do have these artists that are kind of like looking for difference and looking for adventure and really like down to be there. The other thing is that artists that want to be in Alaska are generally more understanding. You know, we don't have as much, we're definitely working on it every day, but as much production and production technicians. You'll see Sundown is flying up at least 10 to 15 out-of-state stage technicians from around the country. If anybody's listening that loves show production, definitely email us because there seems to be a little bit of a shortage in our town and in our state for that.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like there is kind of a natural growth process too. I mean, have you heard word, I don't know, from, I would say, the majority of like lower 48 or touring acts that I've seen come up here are always kind of blown away by the audience. And I don't know if you've also kind of experienced that where they were just like, oh my gosh, that was the most welcoming, stoked audience I have ever played for. I'm wondering if maybe word of mouth has kind of gotten around.
Oh yeah, word of mouth is everything. They tell their friends, okay, the craziest place you have to go is Alaska. And yeah, a lot of it is the audience. They're so welcoming, they're so kind, and they're really respectful. Like, you get kind of some of these other audiences in the lower 48, they'll get a little jaded. You know, they get so many bands and, you know,
this is the 10th world-class concert I've seen this week.
Yeah. So they're just kind of like, okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Show tomorrow. But you get these people in Alaska that are like, I've been your fan for 25 years and, you know, my child is named after you. And it's very intense at times, but it's things that artists, again, they don't forget.
Well, could you touch on maybe the headliners just a little bit? Like, I am going to be totally honest. I only recognize like two of them. But
we're
yeah.
old now.
I know, exactly, exactly. I don't want to date myself that much. I'm like, okay, yeah, some of these like kind of more alt bands are a little bit more my flavor. But
yeah, so Slander's a huge EDM act. They just sold two nights out in the LA Convention Center. They sold 50,000 tickets in a day. They're big. Yeah. Crazy.
We'll be at Cuddy Park.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're going to rock Cuddy Park. Chromeo, wonderful indie kind of funk, that old school funk act, but they're from, you know, our time in the 2000s, but they sound like they're from the 80s, a bunch of synthesizers and whatnot. Big Boy of Outkast, he was, of course, there was Andre 3000 and Big Boy. He'll be coming up. He actually does perform some Outkast songs, so people will get to kind of enjoy that. Ray Shremmerd, one of the main stars of Ray Shremmerd is Sway Lee, and he actually, they just, the song Sunflower, it's in like last year's Spider-Man soundtrack, it's become the most streamed song in the entire world with 18 billion streams. Imagine that. So Sway Lee, part of Ray Shremmerd, they are a hip-hop duo with tons of, you know, hits on iTunes and Spotify, big streaming band.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
It looks like, I mean, like a concert mixtape. Like, you kind of don't really know
every genre
what's going to come next.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of intentional. When you're in the first year or two, you're trying to kind of find your bearings, too, as far as what your fans want. So we definitely wanted to make it diverse. I mean, Anchorage is so diverse, and our music tastes couldn't be more diverse.
Yeah, even just individuals.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're at a barbecue, and someone's over here wanting to play Snoop Dogg, and someone's over here wanting to play Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all vibing.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely had that in mind when we did this, which is rock, EDM, hip-hop, all of that. So there's definitely something for everybody. The other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is that the festival itself is 16 and up. And I used to be big on, well, I still am, but I used to be very involved in the all ages music scene as my start. So it's very important to me to make sure that we have like youth and they're able to attend. It's funny, some of the, you know, lower names, they're huge on TikTok. I keep hearing that. Have you heard of this person? Oh, he's huge on TikTok. And it dates me for sure. I'm you know, almost 40. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm like, so, you know, TikTok has really changed the game. You know, it's popularized these artists for 30-second clips of music, which to us, we're like, hey, you know what? You got to listen to an album. No skips. You know, we're purists.
Yeah.
But for these kids and these youth, how they process music, it's a really cool thing. There's a lot of very independent musicians that are starting to blow up because of this avenue. So it's great.
Yeah, you're probably not getting the kind of quite as much cookie cutter type stuff as you would in the past.
Oh,
maybe.
No. Yeah, no. It is all over the place, which is cool. Like, it keeps me young, basically, looking at some of these performances because, you know, I might not exactly vibe with it, but I can definitely appreciate it and say, I don't want to be the older person that I didn't like when I was younger that was like, get out here, real music is this. No, music is music. And like, kids love all different types of things. And it's really interesting to me what things are very popular now. So making sure to have a healthy, you know, balance of that. And of course, we have older acts too. We have Waka Flocka, which he was so great, party music in the early 2000s. Freddie Gibbs is a really acclaimed indie rapper. He gets a lot of notoriety for being very similar to like Tupac as far as his flow and whatnot. Oh, Jeezy. And then we have like randomly, we have Silverstein and We Came As Romans. And that's more of like you and I scene when we like
in
the day. But we're very proud of it. We are, I think it's just like, you know, we're almost a week out where it's just the anticipation now of everybody getting here. and putting on great shows.
Let's see. So let's shift gears just a bit. Your crew's kind of been caught up in some city drama regarding the homeless camp abatements at Cuddy Park. Would you just like to comment on that at
all? Absolutely. First and foremost, I would like to sympathize with the campers and the unhoused, because what a crazy mess. When we booked this venue, we had talks in the fall. We booked it around December. The shelter was fully in place. And there were, to be honest, there were really no tents, maybe like two at Cuddy Park. Wasn't an issue. When Sullivan closed and we approached the park again, there were a lot more. And in talking with the city and kind of the city leaning on the coalition and different leaders, we had to take a step back, because when it comes to public safety, we're concert promoters. We know how to keep an event safe. We know how to keep our patrons safe. But when it comes to balancing these unhoused residents and our patrons, we took a step back and we let the city decide, because, you know, they knew best. They know these residents best. They know the camps. They know that kind of thing. I didn't have any information on that. So when they told me, okay, well, we're going to abate, this is what's best for public safety, we don't want the unhoused bothered, we don't want, it's really comes down to safety. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. And everything came out about the abatement, and then we're caught in the middle, and it's just kind of heartbreaking, because, you know, the media is taking clips of people saying, oh, the rich people don't want to see us. Oh, it's unsightly. Oh, we're, you know, and I have definitely had a few cries, you know, in the shower over that, because, you know, my mother had worked with the homeless for 20 years. We're definitely a family that has always been welcoming, no matter your walk of life. And to be caught in that was really tough. And to be told, you know, some folks just don't understand sometimes how permits and insurance and all of these things are drawn, and it's really tough to change those things. Our hands were really tied, and it just sucks, because in your heart's so broken for these Alaskans that are having to pack up and go, and they're these homes. And so, I mean, I testified on Tuesday night, and I stood up to the assembly in the city, and it was kind of nice, because I was just able to ask the question, why was the shelter closed? You knew this was going to happen. You knew these events were going to happen. You knew that you didn't have a plan. There were no sanctioned camps. I think there could have been a better solution. We thought we were doing the right thing by just leaning on the city. And of course, now we're being told that that wasn't the right thing. But then others are telling us that it was the right thing. So it's just, we just, at the end of the day, have to keep people safe. That's our responsibility to them as a ticket buyer, that we do our best to keep you safe. And our
Sounds like kind of just like a little bit of a catch-22.
At the end of the day, the event can only speak for itself, and we're going to do a good job no matter what.
Well, what would you say that, you know, outside of all any sort of drama or heartache or anything, what are you most just kind of looking forward to about getting this thing going?
You know, last year was, I call it the pilot year. We weren't yet ready to agree to a season, but I'm very excited to show Alaskans what could be. I'm also really excited for the local artists, too, getting to play on these stages, and then they get to interact in the back and kind of network and whatnot. It's a great tool for a lot of the local musicians and artists, too. That's really what it's all about. You're just trying to give people 3 days where they can just let go of day to day and have a really good time.
That was my conversation with Helen Fleming, co-owner of Showdown Productions, the organizers of the Sundown Solstice Festival. That happens Friday, June 16th through the 18th at Cuddy Park. And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us online at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.